on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
好欢迎各位收听文化三六零，过去两集我哋嘅话题就系。宋代的御厨为皇帝准备膳食，当然要万分小心啦，有各种的监控检查试食等等，这一堆流程过了之后呢，食物才送到去皇帝面前的。但是你又想不想到宋代有一些皇帝竟然间是会叫外卖回来食的呢？叫外卖呢一回嘅事喺我哋日常生活里面真係非常非常咁普遍嘅。原来早到去唐代甚至係汉代啊都有呢一类嘅活动啊。不过去到宋代嘅时候呢就非常兴旺。兴旺到呢连皇帝都会叫外卖嘅。咁今日呢就想同各位一起去了解一下宋代嘅时候嗰啲外卖嘅情况。一提到宋代呢，好多人或者自然就会觉得宋代根本系一个呢国力积弱不振嘅朝代，好多内忧外患，佢疆域又狭小，又重文轻武，总之呢有好多好多嘅问题。但系其实啦，与此同时呢，佢亦都系文艺复兴同埋呢经济革命嘅时代嚟嘅，喺文化、商业或者教育等等各方面呢，都系欣欣向荣嘅。咁若果我哋要比较嘅话呢，就会睇到宋代当时嘅 GDP 啊，即系国内生产总值呢，根本就系世界第一，佢比世界所有嘅其他国家加起上嚟嘅总和都重要多。不论是北宋时代的国都汴京，或者南宋时代的临安，都是世界第一流的大都会来的。宋代之所以经济这么发达呢，其中一个理由就因为自古沿用落来的那种方士分离的制度呢，到这个时候已经是被打破了。在宋代之前，譬如唐代咁讲呢，就有所谓方士分离，住嘅地方同埋商业嘅地方呢係完全分开嘅。长安城就好似一大板嘅豆腐分开一格一格咁样。每一个方都有高高嘅围墙呢就围住，出入都要靠呢呢啲高墙嘅几个细嘅门出去嘅。咁所以呢，若果要去购物呢，就必须要离开佢居住嘅地方，去到比较远嘅商业区，喺嗰度呢先至可以买到你需要嘅用品，而且呢仲有时间限制，到黄昏嘅时候呢，所有嘅城门都会关上，不能够出入㗎啦。咁但係呢一种嘅情况呢，去到宋代就已经唔同啦。当时再唔系咁清楚呢，系划分居住啊或者商业嘅地方。住宅区同商业区系混合一齐嘅，冇任何嘅场地嘅限制，更加呢系冇营业时间嘅限制。任何地方都可以开设店铺嘅，其中当然最受欢迎嘅就系飲食嘅店铺啦。有一部书好有名嘅，是宋代一位叫做孟元老所写嘅《东京梦华录》。咁东京呢就并非指日本东京，而是北宋时候都城汴京，或者叫汴梁，又或者叫开封啦。咁总之呢就是写当地嘅城市风俗人情。 咁当中当然就好多关于嗰啲餐饮业嘅情况嘅。餐饮店呢就有好多样嘅，好基本嘅家常菜馆啦、素食店等等啦。咁此外呢仲有啲外卖专营店啊，街头流动嘅小吃摊嘅。讲到话外卖专营店呢，当然主要就係提供好快捷就可以买到嘅食物。至于外卖啲乜嘢嘅食物呢，根据东京梦华录系咁写嘅，更外卖远洋猪式包子、猪羊荷包、烧肉干脯、肉板之类。具体啲食物系点样呢就冇深入解释啦，但系听起上嚟都应该估到呢系啲肉包嗰一类啦。咁总之呢，外卖呢个词呢就喺古代文献里面呢首先系喺呢度见到嘅。
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
东京梦华录呢仲有咁样嘅记载。佢话市井经济之家往往止于市店船买飲食不自家疏。意思就係话喺北宋嘅汴京城呢，根本好多家庭呢，尤其是嗰啲经商嘅人家，都習慣咗唔自己煮饭，只係呢去到市场呢买啲现成嘅食物返嚟食嘅啫。而买外卖而唔自己煮食呢一种嘅风气呢，一路延展落去，去到南宋时期一样系咁，不但只系都成如此，亦都喺其他嘅地方，譬如苏州呢更加系夸张。因为呢根据南宋嘅时候有一部嘅笔记叫做《三径野录》呢，就描绘过一个情况。在苏州当地呢，那些的妇女根本不愿意入厨房煮饭，肚饿呢就隔住个窗向下边来到叫外卖。他们将一个竹篮用条绳咁绑住，然后在个窗那里吊落去楼下。这个篮里面已经放了钱的了。那个小贩呢就会将煮好的食物放入个篮嗰度，等嗰个女子呢就吊返入屋，根本连楼都懒得落。究竟当时嘅人买外卖多数买啲乜嘢嘅食物呢？好彩呢就有一位南宋时候嘅文人叫做吴志木，佢所著写嘅《梦粮录》里面呢就有一篇叫做《面食店》，当中呢就收录咗宋朝嘅外卖清单。咁里面呢就係咁写嘅，又有专卖家常饭食，如串肉羹、提子清羹、鱼辣羹、鸡羹、撒鱼辣羹、猪大骨清羹、杂合羹，兼卖蝴蝶面、煎肉、大鳌虾等蝴蝶面、煎肝、冻鱼、冻肠、冻肉、煎鸭子、煎柴鱼、醋肠等下饭。唔单止咁啊，文字里面呢仲记载到啊，嗰个外卖清单係包括有一啲甜品啊、冷飲嘅，譬如冰雪冷原子、水晶角耳、冰雪甘草汤、荔枝糕等等。咁就咁听呢，我哋未必真係好确实知道嗰啲食物係大概点样嘅模样、咩嘅味道，但係咁多样化都相当吸引啊。所以呢连皇帝都想食外卖啊。 就好似呢宋孝宗呢位皇帝啊，有一次呢元宵节喺皇宫外面欣赏花灯，返嚟皇宫嘅时候啊，喺路上见到呢嗰个夜市非常热闹，摆满各种嘅美食。咁佢好想食嘅，不过就不能够当时就地啊喺嗰啲店铺或者啲小摊上面嚟食啦，所以返到嚟皇宫就命令啲人去买外卖啊。食过呢啲美食之后，真係龙心大悦啦，比起御厨嗰啲嘅食物呢就好味好多。咁当然佢俾钱啊亦都係好阔佬啦。本来呢只係值一罐钱嘅美食，就直情啊比够二罐钱呢嚟到打赏嘅。咁据传呢呢位皇帝呢因为饮咗啲民间嘅冷饮，一连几日吐泻啊，吓到啲大臣呢真係面无人色。好彩结果系冇事嘅。连皇帝都咁鍾意叫外卖，文武百官自然会仿效嘅。至于一般嘅平民百姓，手头上稍微宽松一啲，都多数会食下外卖各式各样嘅食物㗎啦。咁至于当时佢哋点样去叫外卖嘅呢？边个负责送呢？咁仲有係点样装载啲食物嚟到送到人哋屋企呢？下一集呢我就会详细啲同大家倾下㗎啦。好多谢各位收听今日嘅文化360，下次再会啦。
想收听更多嘅节目内容，使用 Apple Podcast、Google Podcast、Spotify 或是其他 podcast 应用程式继续收听。
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice.Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.